Whereas here in Revelation 13, you have one beast coming up out of the sea, and it seems to be a culmination of all of these beasts. And the basic underlying teaching there is the fact that the one world superpower in the end times is a culmination of all of those systems that have existed in times past. Okay? It's what Satan had sought to do in times past, but will succeed to do in the end times. Okay? This, you got this amalgamation of all of these animals in one. This is what this is referring to. So this represents the New World Order, but it also represents the man who's in charge of the New World Order, which is the Antichrist. Okay? Because it says in verse 2, and the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, his feet were as the feet of a bear, his mouth is the mouth of a lion, and the dragon gave what? Him his power and his seat and great authority. At that point, it's referring to the individual, the man of sin, who's given the position, the authority and power to rule over the world. You understand? It says in verse 3, and I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed. And look what it says here. And all the world. Does it say them just the Middle East or just Jerusalem? No, it doesn't, right? It says all the world. And by the way, it doesn't say the known world. It just says all the world. Wondered after the beast. Look at verse 4. And they, who's they referring to? All the world. What does it say? Worshipped the dragon, which gave power unto the beast, and they what? Worshipped the beast. So the dragon's referring to Satan. The beast is referring to the Antichrist. So they worshipped the dragon. They worshipped the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? Now, let me just let you in on a little secret. What they're saying is actually voluntary. They're not being forced to say this. This isn't a forced vaccination. This is something that they decided to do based upon their own personal belief, where they're like, he's like God. What are they doing? They're wondering after the beast, the Antichrist. They're worshiping him. And who is it that, who's worshiping him? All the world. Look at verse 8. And all that dwell upon the earth, or does it say all that dwell in Jerusalem? All that dwell in Israel? All that dwell in that part? No, all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him. Now, the obvious exception to this verse would be who? Christians, obviously. Christians aren't going to worship the Antichrist. They're not going to worship Satan. This is referring to the general population. The majority of people on this earth will worship. They're not just going to vote for him as the ruler of the world. They're actually going to worship. Worship is a spiritual term. It didn't say all the world voted for the beast. They worship the beast. That's something that the inner man does. You understand? So their soul desires the Antichrist to be like God. They liken him unto deity. Okay? He says, all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him. And this is proof here that it's not referring to any Christian whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. Amen. So there's your proof. Oh, I just think that, you know, some Christians are going to be deceived. No, the only ones who worship them, or worship the Antichrist, are those whose names are not written in the book of life. Yep, right. And newsflash, if you're saved, your name is in the book of life permanently. Amen. Okay. And by the way, everyone's name starts off in the book of life. Right. Yep. Okay. Everyone's name starts off, it's not written in once you get saved, it just permanently stays there once you believe on Jesus Christ. Amen. Because the Bible describes people who become reprobates or those who go to hell as being blotted out of the book of life. Yeah, right. Okay. You said, why is it like that? Well, because he's not willing that any should perish. Amen. Right. So everyone starts off in the book of life in hopes that they would get saved, because he wants all men to be saved. But unfortunately, not everyone's going to get saved. Therefore, their names are blotted out. But that's besides the point. The point that I'm trying to make here is the fact that what we're looking at here in Revelation 13 is a one-world religion. Why is it a one-world religion? Well, because everyone in the world, in general, agrees that this man is like God. They worship him. Okay? And so, that's what we're looking at here. Go back to 2 Thessalonians. Hold your place there in Revelation 13, because we're going to come back to that. So he says, let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first. So let me ask you this. When it says that all of them who dwell on the earth worship him, is it referring to like Buddhists? Yeah, right? Is it referring to Hindus? Is it referring to people who claim to be Christian but are not saved? Absolutely. So every pocket of religion, every segment of a religious group will agree together that this man is worthy to be worshipped, and they believe he's deity. You understand? Now, why is it, what is it that makes them believe that he is divine, or that he is deity, or that he is God? Well, the fact that he comes back to life after he receives the deadly wound to the head. Okay? That is what confirms his quote-unquote deity in their eyes. Okay? So all these churches, so yeah, do we have people today that worship Satan? Of course. Do we have people today that just believe crazy stuff? Absolutely. But not at this scale. Because you can get the most liberal, watered-down, limp-wristed pastor out there, and he will still only claim, well, there's only one God. Yep, right. Jesus Christ is the only God. Even he has a little backbone. At least to admit that, right? I'm sure there's really liberal, limp-wristed pastors out there who will still say, you know, we should love everyone or whatever, but there is only one God. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I'm sure they're out there.